Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised USDA certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Bye, Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 55. All right, so fresh off of doing a little presentation for the local high schoolers on podcasting and publishing, and what my best advice is for you when it comes to doing this for yourself. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. That's right, this is a solo episode. All right, so what I want to talk to you all about today is publishing, okay? I don't mean like publishing a book, but I mean like publishing content, getting stuff out there. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a podcast. It doesn't necessarily mean using your Instagram or your Facebook profile as a daily journal or anything like that. But I had an awesome opportunity this week to be able to go and talk to our local high school kids. So they have a really, really awesome teacher who is having them, as an assignment, do a podcast. And the funny thing is so basically I went in and I did a presentation for 2 separate classes. And I started the presentation off by saying, okay, all right, out of everybody in here, like, who's excited about this assignment? Who's excited about this podcast? And there was literally 0 hands that went up in either one of the classes. So, it was kind of like, okay, the reason why I want to ask that question, because I want to get them excited about publishing, right? Whether, again, it's a podcast or a diary or a journal, it doesn't really matter, because I feel like there's so many good things that come from that. So a lot of you don't know, and I told this story yesterday to each of the classes as well, but whenever you start publishing anything, really whenever you start doing anything at all, like, you're going to suck at it. And that's just to be expected, right? Like, it doesn't matter if it's writing in a journal that only you read, you're going to be bad at writing in that journal when you first start. Because it's going to be like, oh, what do I write? How do I write? What do I want people to think about when I write, right? Like, you have all these things. And the same thing goes into having a podcast. In fact, one of the things that probably none of you know is that I actually had a podcast before the Primal King Podcast, probably like 4 years ago, something like that. I had this grand idea, right? Like, I wanted to start this podcast and I was going to get out to the world and blah, blah, blah. Well, basically what happened is that I started this podcast, but I had hired an outside company to do all of kind of the legwork for me, right? So basically all that I would do is I would record it and then I would put it in a Google Drive and boom, it was gone. They would take care of the show notes. They would take care of uploading it. They would take care of editing it. Like, all of that stuff was done for me. And I was paying them a pretty good price to be able to do that. Well, what ended up happening is that after, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes in, this company that I was using, it was like a partnership deal and it all just kind of went away. I don't know what happened with their business, but it went away. All of a sudden I'd upload an episode and it wasn't getting produced. It wasn't getting uploaded. I don't even know, right? So anyways, it kind of started and then it was gone. Might've been like 5 or 6 episodes. I don't remember, but anyways. And so I was telling the kids about this a little bit because, again, like, whether it's a podcast or anything else, you're always going to be bad at stuff when you first start. The problem is that most people aren't willing to be bad at stuff long enough in order to actually get good at it, right? So many of us, we start something, and I see this with my daughter a lot, my oldest daughter, because she's very naturally gifted when it comes to sports and when it comes to athletics and stuff like that. She's just an athletic kid, right? She's tall, but yet she's coordinated. She's pretty athletic. But she also, she struggles if she's not good at something. It's almost like, okay, well, if I'm not just instantly good at it, I don't even want to do it. And I know that that's just kind of how she is. And so when you first start doing anything, and again, in this context, it's publishing, right? Like, your first Facebook post, if you ever want to write like a Facebook post, a lot of times it's really bad. If you want like a real Facebook post, right? Like not just what you had for dinner last night or whatever. When you do a podcast, you're going to be awful about it. And so I told him the first episode that I released of my first podcast, not this one, but the first one, I had 4 downloads. 4 people downloaded it. So you have to think that we live in a world where there are 7 billion people, right? And I think like 2 billion of them at least, are like internet savvy and everything else. And so it's like I had like 4 people out of a couple billion actually download my first podcast. And it was really, really hard for me to accept the fact that no one cared, right? You take the time and you feel like you're putting in your heart and your soul into something and no one cares. And that's kind of life, right? It is part of it. But what I didn't realize, and a friend of mine, Vernon Foster, and this is again is something that I told the kids yesterday, is because when you first start a podcast, you can't expect it to just start off being number one, right? You can't expect to start off and get thousands of downloads. It doesn't happen, right? I mean, especially for the average person. Maybe if you're like a celebrity or something, you start a podcast, I don't know. Maybe you can do better. But for most of us kind of, you know, quote unquote, average people, that just doesn't happen. But then I had a friend of mine say, you know, he said, yeah, I know it sucks that you only got 4 downloads, but he's like, what if you impacted 4 lives? What if you changed 4 lives off of that podcast? I was like, huh, that's interesting. Didn't really think of it that way. I was thinking of it more of like, I just had 4 people actually download a podcast that I'm really, really passionate about. And I feel like I feel like it's good. And then like, I've gone back cause I have the old recordings here on my computer. I'm like, it was so bad. No, it was so bad. But at the same time, it was a great learning experience, right? It was a really, really good learning experience to be able to just kind of learn from that. But here's the cooler thing other than that, is going back and listening to that, it takes me back to where I was in my life at that point. And that's where I want to get to in this podcast. And that's something that I really tried to drive home to the kids yesterday. Because again, they're not excited about this. But why would they be? Right? Like they look at this assignment and they think, okay, I'm publishing something. Okay, cool. Right? And maybe they have like different options or whatever. But when you start breaking it down to publishing, there's a couple things that I want you to know. And again, not everybody out there is going to want to start a podcast. I get this. You might be listening to this being like, Derek, I would never start a podcast. I don't want to start a podcast. I think it's stupid. Perfect. I'm not here to judge you on that. Right? But here's the thing, I guess, that I would ask for you to consider, okay, just consider this, is that 20 years from now, let's say right now you're young, right? You're 20 years old. Okay, let's say that you decided to start journaling right now. In 20 years from now, everything in your life is gonna change, right? Because as I kind of near into that 40 year age mark, I start realizing like how entirely different my mindset is, my desires in life, my goals, my aspirations, my hopes, my dreams, all of that. I start realizing 20 years ago how dramatically different it is now from then. But I also look back and it's like, I wonder what my, I don't know, let's say 20 years ago, my 17-year-old self was dealing with right now, right? Like, do you guys ever think about that? Like you look back and it's like, man, I wonder what I was going through. Like I remember this, you know, highlight or that low light, but like, I wonder what things were kind of like more on a day-to-day or maybe even a week-to-week basis. Well, most of us don't have the ability to go back and know that, right? And so, again, maybe a podcast isn't going to be the best thing for you. But I'll tell you this. Like, one thing that I am hopeful for is that in 20 years from now, I can come back and listen to episodes like this of myself and be like, I remember going through that. Yes, I remember when we were first starting our meat business and, you know, talking about that on a podcast, or I remember having this guest on who was talking about this, you know, current event or, you know, whatever else. But again, if it's not a podcast, even like a journal, because it's so cool for those of you who journal to be able to go back and be like, oh yeah, I remember going through that, right? Or I remember that person in my life that's gone now. And so I think that, you know, technology is such a cool thing right now that we have the ability to do this, right? Like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, like even just videos were pretty rare, right? Like I remember seeing this old video. It was from like the late 80s. And one of my dad's friends had taken this camcorder, right? Like you didn't even call it like videos at that point. It was like, oh, this VHS recorder. But he had taken it on one of our cattle drives, the trip that I've talked to you guys about when we go over the top. And I remember, like, my mom had it somehow or another, and we watched part of it, and it was crazy because it was like, man, there's my great-grandpa who's been passed away for 25 years, you know, 30 years. There's my great-grandma who's been passed away for, you know, 20 years. There's, you know, my grandma on my other side who's been passed away for 7 years. My grandpa on my other side who's been passed for, like, you know, 15, 20 years. Like, all of these people, and it's like, there they are. You can see them because somebody wanted to publish a video, right? And when I say publish, like, it doesn't necessarily mean putting it on the internet, but just like having content, having videos. And then also too, on the other side of that is, you know, I just encourage you, like try to, I don't know, and I need to even be better about this, I know on my side, but you know, after having lost my dad, there's basically, I have like two bad videos of just randomness to where he's in it. And I have two voicemail recording from him. And that's basically it. So like, my kids were young enough, other than maybe Kennedy, like my oldest, they don't really remember my dad, right? And so really the only thing that maybe they could have as an opportunity to hear his voice is a voicemail or, you know, a couple of really bad videos, like two bad videos where he isn't really even in it. He's just kind of more talking in them. And so I look back and I'm like, man, like I wish I would have, you know, even if it was just journaling, more about kind of what he was doing when we're hanging out with him, or, you know, done more videos of some of the cool stuff, or I wish that he maybe would have journaled and had stuff like that, right? So that way you can kind of live on through that legacy. And I don't think it's a personal thing, but I think all of us, we want to have some connection to our roots, right? Maybe some of you grew up without a dad or without maybe a mom being around, or you lost your parents early on in life. And it was like, how cool would it have been to have that video of my mom or my dad, or that voice recording of my mom or my dad, or my grandma, my grandpa, whoever, to be able to go back and look at. Well, now as we all start getting older, right, you start looking at that stuff. And the thing is that like right now, if you're not publishing, your kids may someday look at this and be like, man, I wish mom or I wish dad would have had a journal so I knew what their life was like, what they were thinking about when we were kids, or how they were dealing with all this COVID stuff or this crazy presidential election, or, you know, all these different things. Like, I wonder what they would have thought about it. Cause I do, like, there's a lot of times now to where we're running stuff on the ranch and everything else. And I'm always, you know, I kind of find myself asking, like, you know, I wonder what my dad would have thought about like this, or I wonder what, you know, he did when this happened, or things like that. And it's like, okay, I don't know. There's no way to know. So one thing, and again, it kind of brings me back to having the conversation with the kids yesterday, and I seen the light bulb kick on for a few of these kids when I was talking a little bit about why you should take this serious, right? Like why you should be excited about podcasting. Because even if you're 17 years old right now and you're like, I'm never going to have kids, I'm never going to be married, and I hate everybody, right? Chances are you're probably going to be married someday, you're probably going to have kids someday, and there's a good chance your kids may want to know who you were when you were 17 years old. Right? They may want to know who you were when you were 25 years old. They may want to know who you are when you're 40 years old, right? Like, hopefully, you know, God willing, someday I have a bunch of grandkids and maybe even great grandkids. And this podcast can give them an insight into what my thinking was like and the things that I liked or the things that I thought were important or the topics that I thought were important. And that kind of gives me personally like a way to, you know, maybe talk to those who come after me, but maybe I won't know very well, right? Like most people, if you think about this, most people are pretty much gone in two generations, right? Like how often, if you have kids, do you try to talk to them about your great grandparents, right? It probably isn't all that much. So that means you're basically two generations removed from your family even knowing you. And so because of that, and because of technology, and because of the things that we have now, I feel like it's more important than ever to publish this stuff, to be able to, again, like I said, guys, if you don't want to do a podcast, I get it. Not everybody can sit behind a microphone by yourself and just literally talk to like a computer screen or a microphone. Okay. But maybe it is a podcast. If it is, do it. You're going to suck at it. It's going to be awful, but then hopefully you suck less and less and less until you actually get a little bit better at it. Right. But no matter what it is, like seriously, please, if there's one thing that I could ask you to do, it is to publish something. Grab a journal. I mean, you can grab just a notebook, right? Like anything. And just make a commitment to yourself. Hey, twice a week or once a week or once a day, however often you want to do it, I'm going to journal. I'm just going to say what's going on in my life. What am I thinking about? What am I doing? Like there's so many different journals out there too that you can buy. I had Tony Grebmeier on a while back as a guest, and he actually sells what's called the Be Fulfilled Journal, and it basically just tells you how to journal, right? There's other journals out there, like whichever ones you want, or like I said, you just take a notebook and you just say, 5 minutes today, I'm going to sit down and just say what's on my mind. That's it, right? I don't need to make this a big deal. It's like today, you know, is whatever day it is, and this is what I'm doing today. This is kind of what I'm thinking about, and boom, easy enough, right? It doesn't have to be some heart bleeding, you know, big, huge entry. Like just what's going on in your life? Because, and then the other reason why I was telling them is that when we moved back to the ranch house here, we were kind of going through different stuff, and upstairs is what's called the junk room, right? Very aptly named because there's a lot of junk up there, but there's also boxes. And, you know, in those boxes, it was like, I found, my great grandpa's sister that was like writing a letter to their parents about how the ranch was like not being divided up correctly or whatever, right? Like kind of this drama, but it was like fascinating. It was like, geez, this is from like 70 years ago. And I'm able to sit here and read about the drama that was going on that I had no clue ever even happened. And so just being able to find even that was super, super cool. And then I'm like, okay, maybe in 70 years from now, you know, when AI has taken over or whatever else, maybe there's still my voice on this microphone that is able to talk to my great-great-grandkids or my great-grandkids. And so just understanding that you have an impact so much further than what, I don't know, maybe than just today. Right? The Facebook posts, okay, cool. But who knows? Like in 5 years, Facebook could be completely gone. But I really don't think podcasts are going anywhere. I really don't think that if you can write in a journal and have it in a safe place, that's going to go anywhere. You know, there's certain things that I don't really feel like are going to go anywhere. Maybe social media changes, but I always think there's going to be a place for human interaction, whether that's like reading other people's thoughts, listening to other people's voices, whatever it may be. Okay. So again, like on this day today, just do me a favor, okay? And this is something I promise you won't forget. Like I used to journal a little bit here and there. I never really took it serious, but I even found like one of my old journals from several years ago where like things were pretty rough in my life at that point. Like I've talked about it before, but it was like I was going from this insurance job and trying to figure out what to do and wasn't making a lot of money. And I go back and I look at it and I was like, oh man, I remember that now. Okay, yes, like I remember going through that. I remember like, I actually remember sitting there writing this journal entry, you know, and it's been like 8-9 years ago, however long it was. And it's just kind of cool to be able to see that. Like how often do you guys go out and you're gonna like clean your garage or something like that and you start moving boxes around and next thing you know, you're sitting on the floor and you've got your old high school yearbook pulled out and you're looking at all the people that wrote you notes and you're like, oh, that was so cool. I totally forgot about that person, you know? Or just stuff like that, right? And so it's always cool to be able to have those memories, to have those kind of those reminders of where you were at certain points in your life. One of the things, again, that I've loved about this podcast, and it's only been going for a year, but it's like just even the growth and the development and everything else that I've had in the last year. And I'm sure that all of you guys can say the same exact thing. So lastly, just kind of wrap this all up. Like I said, it was so, so cool to be able to go in and talk to the kids and kind of lay out, you know, what I've done with my podcast in order to maybe have, I don't know, some degree of success, I guess, but also like get them excited about publishing, get them excited about podcasting, get them excited about getting their voice out there, right? Like you'll never know what's in your heart more than when you turn on a recording and you start talking, right? There's voice memos on your iPhone. It makes it super simple for you to even do that if you don't want a podcast, but maybe you do want to talk. There's just all these different tools that we can use now to be able to do that. And I promise you that if you're willing to publish, and again, it doesn't have to be shared to the world like my podcast is. It doesn't have to be on Facebook to where it goes out to everybody and your friends and your family and everything else. But even if it is just a journal entry, there's going to come a point, I promise you, to where you look back and you're like, that's super cool to be able to see where I was at that point in my life, what was going on, right? Or there's going to come a point where your kids are going to be like, it's super cool to be able to go back and see what mom or dad were going through, or your grandkids, right? Be able to look back and be like, oh, those old people, remember back in the technologically deprived era of the 2020s, you know, kind of like we look back at people in the 1950s or something, right? Because technology is going to change again. Like you think about the bounds that we've made, but they might be able to look back and be like, oh, gosh, I remember when cars didn't fly, or I remember when whatever was going on, right? Like, I remember reading about like some of my great-great-grandparents and stuff on my dad's side, and they lived like at the bottom of a canyon, and they didn't even go to school really. Or, you know, if they did go to school, they would have to like hike out of this canyon, and then they would come back in the summers, and they didn't have power or running water, any of those things. And learning about it is fascinating, right? Being able to see, there's actually a book written about them, but being able to see how they lived and what they did and what was fun for them. And, you know, it was like, stay away from the river and, you know, don't get bit by a rattlesnake, you know, stuff like that. So I don't know. Anyways, just super, super cool stuff. Get out there, publish, have a journal, have a podcast, have a YouTube channel, like whatever it is that fits, floats your boat, like get out there, publish something. Your future self will thank you. And I know that your future kids, grandkids, you know, whoever comes after them are going to be super, super excited to be able to sit down and see what your life was like. All right, everybody, get out there, publish. Next week, we have another awesome guest. Super excited for that. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.